There was a homeless community outside that had been living along the Lehigh River. And a few months ago, the police broke that community up. They had lived there for a long time, and the police went through and closed it down because of repeated problems that were happening there, apparently. And there was a bit of an outcry within the community at that time that it was unnecessary, but it seemed like perhaps it actually was necessary that they had let the community live there for quite some time, but apparently it had started to cause some trouble. And so where those people have subsequently relocated to is not really clear to me right now. Although I think to some degree they're still possibly homeless living behind the McDonald's compound at the Lehigh River, which is a very flood-prone area. They also live near Safe Harbor sometimes on the other side of the street, up the hill. Fortunately, our area is not prone to sudden flooding, so we have notice. Any of the riverine floodings that we have 48 hours notice that it's coming. And the flash flooding along the creek could happen more quickly, but it's generally historically been associated with really intense heavy rainfalls. So I don't feel like as opposed to some communities like in mountainous valleys where a flash flood can come out and kill you instantaneously with absolutely no warning. Here, I feel like the homeless community would have more of an, they would be experiencing hours and hours of drenching rain. They probably have already relocated to some degree. And the city has recently announced a Nixle program, which is reverse 911, so they'll be able to put out better notification to the community. And I think generally our police department does do a really good job. They have code blue days when it's extreme cold, and they know where all the homeless people live, and they go round them up and bring them to safety. And I would presume that that kind of, I don't know what their procedures are for flooding, but I would presume that that they do have a pretty strong handle on where these communities are and their needs. So the city's own public works compound is in the floodplain. And so they have rigged that so that everything can be pulled up into the air. If they have 5 hours notice, they can get absolutely everything out of flood waters ways. So they've got pulley systems and, you know, really serious operations so that they have a plan to relocate everything to Nantucket Park, which is well way high out of the floodplain. So they've got that part of the logistics down to a science. But are kind of cornered into floodplain properties because of our community's location. So it's not ideal for them, but.